It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act, donate, get involved. Be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Rubicon Theatre Company celebrates Black History Month with the West Coast premiere of The Devil's Music, The Life and Blues of Bessie Smith, starring singer and actress Misha Braden of the original off-Broadway production. Set in 1937 in Memphis, Bessie and her musicians have been turned away from performing at a whites-only theater. Finding a hospitable gin joint, Bessie recounts her incredible journey from an impoverished childhood in Chattanooga to her fortuitous rise as a show-stopping singer. Get your tickets now for this incredible show at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura, now playing Wednesdays through Sundays through March 12th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to rubicontheater.org.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And if you are just waking up with us, I hope that you are waking up, starting your day in a positive way. I'm Kim.
I'm Chad.
There you go. And, of course, we got Tom over here. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's great. December's happening.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, we have a great show for you. Lots of great events that we're going to be sharing with you. I want to give our phone number right off the bat at 805-419-0008. 888-419-0008. We love when we get our calls because we know that you're listening and one, that we're being able to give back to you. And that's what it's all about. We love to give back. We've got so many great things that we're sharing. And of course, this is the holiday to be sharing everything with. I do want to start off with a little bit of motivation. And of course, I love to share this with everyone. The things that excite you are not random. They are connected to your purpose. So follow them. I think nothing in life is by accident. And so I love when there's somebody knocking at your door, an opportunity, you know, try to say yes to life. That's what it's all about. I do want to just remind you that we have a newsletter that goes out every single week. And we'd love to get that in your email. And of course, all you have to do is when you call in, leave us your email and your phone number and your name. And one of the team members will get back with you. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all those social areas, and also download our podcast, and that is on iTunes, The Kim Pagano Show. And again, we're so glad you're here. Our first guest is Stephanie Peters, and she's going to be talking about her book, Unleash Your Lady Boss, and it's going to be great. All right, well, let's bring our first guest on. I've heard so much about her, and I can feel the energy coming through the phone. Stephanie Peters, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Oh, I am doing so fabulous. How are you?
I'm great. Great. We're just starting to get in the holiday season here. And tell us a little bit, why did you have a desire to write Unleash Your Lady Boss? And tell us a little bit of background about you.
Yes, yes. Well, I want to first off say thank you so much for inviting me on. I'm honored to be on and you know, even learning more about you through a mutual friend of ours, just your heartbeat for inspiration and just really helping people to break out of whatever is holding them back from their greatness. So that's my heartbeat as well. So thank you, Kim, for what you do.
Oh, you are so welcome. And a big shout out to Babette. I really appreciate that she connected us. So
I love Babette.
Yeah.
Actually, she is just a light and a lady boss in her own right. And that's even our heartbeat and our mission to really help women to get them to where they want to go and help them to live that God-given potential. Because I've actually been coaching women for about 10 years now, and I kept seeing the same thing happen over and over and over again. It happened in my own life, and then I ran across a lot of principles that really helped me to break out of my ruts, and I really wanted to pay that forward to a lot of the people that I come in contact with. And I think especially as women, a lot of times we have this passion inside and we have this purpose-driven being inside, but yet, you know, the white noise of everything tends to just get in the way, and we just kind of have to go with the flow and we live life by default versus design. And the reason that I wanted to write this book is to really help women to draw a line in the sand saying, you know what, my purpose, it's worth something. And I want to run after what God has put on my heart versus live life by default, and giving women a lot of those tools to help them to get them to where they want to go so that they can live not only a successful life, but a significant life.
Wow, that says a lot right there. I love that. And let me ask you, you know, I was kind of reading through your book, and I love it. It's not very long, but it's perfect, you know. And we all have sometimes these negative voices that we think we're not enough, or that we think, you know, I'm a little nervous. Am I going to be able to do this? And it's almost like you got to just, you know, pick your boots up and keep going on, right?
Oh, 110%. And that's even, you know, the first thing, one of the first keys in the book that I talk about is really envisioning what that ultimate lady boss life looks like for you. But then the next thing that tends to happen to a lot of us is all these doubts, this negativity, this unbelief, the I'm not enough, I don't have what it takes, you know, I still need to make a paycheck while working towards my purpose. And we sometimes will shrink back. And that's where it's like, no, we can't shrink back at that point. We really have to combat those by dominating our doubts and daring to jump. And that's where I think affirmations are so important, to set your mind and keep it set on the right things of, you know what, I have what it takes. I am enough. I am equipped for greatness. And when you start convincing yourself that you do have what it takes, it's just amazing what actually comes into fruition. And I remember early on in the game, I was 18 years old, jumping out in faith as an entrepreneur, not knowing what end was up. And there was a guy that I met at Starbucks, probably like a 50-year-old that just probably wasn't too happy with himself. And I'm this 18-year-old bubbly blonde trying to make it in the entrepreneurial world and kind of second-guessing myself because I had hit some plateaus already and hit a lot of roadblocks. And he said, you know, Steph, why don't you just go get a real job? Mm-hmm. And he just kept taking, like, really a lot of shots below the belt.
I think that's Jack in your book, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I changed his name.
Okay, I like it. Okay, perfect. That's cute.
And so long story short, I just had to make the decision. I felt completely helpless and called up my mom, felt completely devastated, and she was my ultimate cheerleader. And she said, you know, Steph, you've got what it takes. And she was my cheerleader. Like, you can do it. You are more than enough. But I just wasn't taking it. And finally, I hit rock bottom. And she said, either you can stand the heat or you can get out of the kitchen. Entrepreneurship is not for everyone. Obviously, it's not for you. And that's when
I love
it. Was the best and worst day of my life. It was that hard love that she gave me. And it was that day that I made the decision. I will not be denied. I'm going to live my purpose and my passion. I don't care how long it takes to get there. And that's when everything changed and things started to speed up. And God's hand of blessing was on it.
Oh, I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Stephanie Peters, and we're talking about, is this your first book? And it just launched, didn't it?
Yes, it actually
Congratulations.
Launched on November 12th.
Wow,
thank you.
That's great. And Unleash Your Lady Boss. Now, let me ask you a question, okay? I mean, obviously, we're all in business. You know, Chad here, he has his foundation, Paw Works. And, you know, I mean, there's times we've had our talks where it's like, okay, how do I keep picking myself up, you know what I mean? Or what do you ever get those doubts? Or so what do you teach your coaching clients?
Well, there's a couple of different things. One of them is to post those affirmations because our brain is going to trick us and our feelings are fickle. And they'll tell us that so many negative things, they say that about 80% of our self-talk is negative. So we have to combat that by listening to inspirational shows like yours, to listen to podcasts, to be listening to like audible.com and reading books. I actually have what I call a dream routine that every single morning, no ifs, ands, or buts, I wake up in the morning, I have my devotions and my quiet time and I journal and then I go through my affirmations. I work out, I have my protein shake with my greens in it and then I hit the day. And so it's so important to get into that good routine so that you can stay healthy and strong mentally, physically, spiritually, so that you can combat that. And then also, you do surround yourself with an inner circle that's cheering you on. Sometimes we have to clean house with some of those negative Nancys, like in our life, and love them, but love them from a distance, and make sure that inner circle is validating what you want to accomplish, and you can really inspire them and help them and encourage them, and they do the same for you.
Wow. Okay. I like that. You know, you're very in line with what I think about. And as far as we all need a support team, we all need our own cheerleaders. And I want to do a real quick shout out to Kaneo Valley Lifestyle. I read a column in there and it's all about, you know, get in the new year, we're coming up to the end of this year, look and see what served you, what didn't serve you, and kind of, you know, clean your plate, clean your life, clean your, you know, look forward. And so I love that. We're going to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us for a couple minutes and we'll wrap up with some really great tips for all of our listeners. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stephanie, are you okay with that?
That sounds great to me.
Okay.
I look forward to it.
You got it. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433. Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here, starting your day in a positive way. We've got Stephanie Peters, and of course, her book is Unleash Your Lady Boss. I'm Kim. I'm here with
Chad.
Of course. And of course, Sienna Marie Sesma just walked in our studio, and you're going to be talking about holidays in harmony, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. So I'm excited to talk about that. We've got so many things happening, and I love it. I love when it's the season, you can feel the buzz happening, and it's all good stuff. So I'm excited to share all of what I've got with you guys. And again, Stephanie Peters, thank you so much again for being here. I know we barely touched on what we've got, and I would love to talk to you further and see, you know, how we can empower more women to be who they're meant to be in this world and just to really take on the world. Yeah, that's what it's all about. But now, how can we really achieve our dreams?
You know, I think if people want to really boil it down to a couple of simple things to get things rolling for them, what I've put together is the Lady Boss, 5 Lady Boss Bold Moves to Make 2017 Your Best Year Yet. Mm-hmm. Number one, getting clear on what you want that ultimate Lady Boss life look like for you. And I talk about vision boards in my book. And if you want to go to unleashyourladyboss.com, and click on LBE book, there's some really great resources right there on the website that can really help you take it to that next level, even with the vision boards.
I love vision boards. You know, it's interesting. I've done them, you know, yearly. Okay. And of course, that is something that we need to get going on again. But, you know, you put it out to the universe, right? And it kind of shows up. So I get it.
Absolutely. So that's number one. Number two is dominating your doubts. You know, really, like you were saying, what are those things that don't serve you that keep playing in your head time and time again? Write affirmations that are going to combat that. So if you keep telling yourself, oh man, I don't have what it takes to start that business, then you need to write in an affirmation, I am well equipped to run after my mission and purpose in life. So just those different things, and then post those in your bath or on your bathroom mirror, wherever you can
exactly
see those on a
your car. You're everywhere. You're
through.
Yeah, I love that.
Exactly.
Okay, number three.
All over the place. Yes, dare to jump. Everything you want is right outside that comfort zone. Get comfortable with feeling uncomfortable. That is a key component. And then the next one is igniting fearless focus. I think so many people, they get nervous about the way that I say it is don't fear removing things from your calendar. but fear investing in things that never really mattered in the first place. Prioritize and focus on those things, and don't get so caught up in the white noise and running here, there, and everywhere. Everyone always says, oh, I'm so busy. It's like, well, are you busy or are you productive? They're very, very different.
So I like
don't
that.
Don't disillusion okay. yourself with
okay,
that.
Okay, great. And what's number five?
Build your dream tribe. Build those people around you that are going to help propel that vision on your heart forward. And you can be that ultimate cheerleader for them as well. It's a win-win. Like even one of my good friends, Carissa Rasmussen from Fox 9, shout out to her. We're going to be accountability partners for each other and keep each other's feet to the fire, texting each other every night, making sure that we're being purpose-driven and not only success-driven, but significant and making an impact.
I love it. I'm on your team. Okay, I love that.
I love it, Kim.
Right.
I'm honored.
Well, Stephanie, this has been so much fun. I can't wait to get through your book. Anybody that wants to get Stephanie's book, it's going to be a great win-win for you. It's called Unleash Your Lady Boss. Where do we find it?
Yes, unleashyourladyboss.com and click on LBE book. And if people, you know, have a team of people that they're training, we actually have bulk discounts as well for the Christmas season. So really amazing gift for those lady bosses in your life that maybe are feeling like they want to take it to that next level, but they're not quite sure how, or those powerhouse entrepreneurs that want a little bit more to light that fire for the new year.
You got it. All right, Stephanie, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone.
Oh, we absolutely will. And thank you so much. I'm so honored to be with you today, Kim.
All right.
And blessings on you and your business.
Happy holidays. You too. Thank
Thanks.
You so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We'll be right back.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California kettle corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California kettle corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our lives every day. And, of course, you never know what we're going to be talking about. And, of course, as October approaches, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month is in October, and I have talked to her before. She is amazing and interesting, and of course, we're talking about the president and CEO of Susan G. Komen, and I'd love to share this with all of you, so I hope that you stay with us throughout our show, and of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, right here in the 805. Let's welcome Dr. Judith Salerno, and of course, again, she's president and CEO of Susan G. Komen, and thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Kim. Glad to be here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself, your vision, and of course, then we'll walk into the goals for Susan G. Komen going forward.
Well, you know, I came to Susan G. Komen 3 years ago, and my background, I'm a medical doctor, and I've worked in a lot of underserved communities, particularly in the Washington, D.C. area, and I've also done research at the NIH and been involved in health policy. And when I came to Komen, I saw that all of those things that I had been involved with in my life were here at this organization, and this organization was moving forward on all those fronts to make a difference and to achieve our vision of a world without breast cancer. We've never wavered from that, and we're now entering our 35th year, and we have goals that are bigger and bolder than ever, and we know that we can make a difference putting an end to this disease.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's so promising. And now I know that we're finding better treatments and for the most aggressive forms of disease, right? And ensuring equal access to them. A lot of it, you know, before if we couldn't afford it, then it was like, okay, now, you know, basically you've written your own letter. And now with Susan G. Komen, everybody's able to be a part of this nonprofit, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, we put out in the last week a bold new goal, and that is that we believe that we can reduce the current number of deaths from breast cancer in the U.S., which is over 40,000 people every single year dying from this disease here in this country. We can reduce it by half in the next 10 years, and we can do this by focusing on our research on cancers that kill, as you noted, and by providing equal access to highest quality care. And this is something that we have worked toward, but we now know that we need, that this is the path forward to making that reduction in numbers of deaths per year from this disease. And we're determined to do it, and we're determined to do it within a decade.
Wow. Okay. So, again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, I'm so glad that you're starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, where we talk about the brighter side of life. And, of course, we are talking about Susan G. Komen. We've got Dr. Judy Salerno on, and, of course, she is the president and CEO. Now, what are the, you know, how are we lowering the survival rates from, is there a difference between African-American and underserved women as opposed to the average woman that's able to get to the doctors?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of disparities in breast cancer outcomes in our country, but probably no more significant than in the African-American community. African-American women are 40% more likely to die of this disease than white women. And there are lots of reasons for this.
Please help us with that, yeah.
Sure. Women are diagnosed, African-American women, at a more advanced stage of the disease, at a younger age, and with more aggressive forms of the disease. but they don't always have access in particularly our many of our metro areas, metropolitan areas in the country, to not only high-quality care, but timely care, because we know that getting into treatment once you have a diagnosis really matters and affects your outcomes. So what we've done is just last week launched a African American Health Equity Initiative where we're investing $27 million in reducing these disparities in 10 urban areas across the U.S. where the disparities are the greatest. And Los Angeles is one of them, where women are 55% more likely, African American women, more likely to die of breast cancer than white women in your area.
Wow.
So one of our focuses is the Los Angeles area, and we're determined to make a difference there.
So, Dr. Salerno, let me ask you a question. If somebody was diagnosed and they have their insurance and, you know, they're going through their doctors, would they still come to Susan G. Komen?
Well, you know, we're there for anyone who needs help, whether it be information, help with financial assistance. But, you know, but clearly there are some women who don't even get to the stage where they're diagnosed. They might find a lump and they're afraid that it might be breast cancer, or they don't have the resources to get the appropriate diagnostic treatment. And we want to make sure we're there to make sure that they don't fall through the cracks at
any stage.
And we
don't go through this alone.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And we know it makes a difference, too. We know that navigating patients through a very complex healthcare system actually works, helps people get the timely, high-quality care they need.
So with that being said, you know, community health resources, where can, and women and men, you know, I'm very involved with a lot of these. I was part of the Susan G. Komen down in Dodger Stadium. I'm the honorary chair for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. There's a lot of men that are being diagnosed, and I know that's not as publicized, but where can they go for support through your organization?
Well, thank you, first of all, for your support for our cause, because
thank
it's
you.
The cause of people everywhere, not just women, you're right. But there are over 4,000, about 4,400 men each year with a new diagnosis of breast cancer. So,
and you know what's interesting? I want to like to stop you on that. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm getting older or, you know, the circle of life is getting smaller, because you realize. I remember years ago saying I don't really know anybody, and then it was one of my best friends, and then it was one of my uncles, and then it was, and it just. You know, I don't know if it's like just more prevalent, or you start to hear more and people are very open about sharing what's going on in their life.
I think it's probably all of those factors.
Yeah.
That, you know, when we started in business 35 years ago, you didn't talk about breasts, or much less breast cancer, in polite company.
No.
But now, you know, we talk freely and openly and on the airwaves like now about
right.
This disease. So we're expanding people's understanding of the disease and the need for screening and their risk factors. But you know, we still have a lot of work to do, because there's still stigma around this disease in certain communities. There's fear. There is anxiety about whether, you know, if they had a cancer, whether they would be able to take the time off of work, have someone to watch their children while they receive treatment, all these sorts of things. And we want to remove those barriers, those obstacles to getting care for everybody, men, women, and really support families who need that treatment and aren't getting it now.
Wow. out. Yeah. Now, let's talk about this for a second, and I so appreciate you being here and sharing this with my show and my listeners. Prevention. What steps can, you know, us men and women, I'm really going to start including men because I've heard such amazing stories, and men aren't, you know, I want to piggyback on both of this. Women take care of their whole family, and sometimes we're last on our list, and yet men think, I don't have a problem, don't worry about me, you know, and then the doctor, so there's like, you know, it's the worst of both evils. But what steps can we take to reduce our risks?
Well, I think that men and women, first off, can you know you're normal. Know what's normal for your body. And, you know, if you find something that's changed, whether it be a lump, discharge from your nipple, a thickening in the skin, I had a friend who recently found a little shadow when looking in the mirror, and it turned out to be a breast cancer that she just noticed when she looked at herself in the mirror. And, you know, just know you're normal and then go and get it checked.
Right.
And if you know something's not right, don't take no for an answer. Say, I need to know what this is that's causing these changes in my body. Know your family history. Very, very important, because while not, you know, most breast cancers are not inherited, that 7 to 10% of breast cancers are. But you also were learning much more about risk factor genes that might not be determinative of, you know, that you will get breast cancer or you have a high likelihood, but are increasing your risk. So know about those factors, know about your family history, and talk about your physician with your physician about when you might need genetic screening. And then, of course, you know, get screened. Women particularly, you know, should talk about when they need to get their first mammogram. But it doesn't let them off the hook for knowing their own normal before they might be of screening age. And then, of course, healthy lifestyle. Weight, we know that obese women, overweight women after menopause have a higher risk of breast cancer, physical activity, limiting alcohol, these sorts of things. We know that breastfeeding can reduce your risk of developing breast cancer later. And so, you know, all of these things taken together can reduce your risk. As of yet, we don't have a way of preventing breast cancer, but we can certainly minimize our risk by paying attention to our bodies, our history, and doing the right things for our health.
I love all that, and that truly is, you know, like you said, we can't change it, but we can guide it. And we can support our bodies so that we can be our best. And, of course, that's what we really want to do. So reduce their risk, reduce whatever we can to make our lives. I always say we don't want to leave any life on the table. So I thank you so much. Where can all of my listeners find out more information?
Well, a couple sources. We have 100 affiliates throughout the U.S., and we have a very active affiliate in the Los Angeles area, which covers a large part of Southern California. And we have actually 7 affiliates in the state of California. You can connect up with the resources in your community through our helpline, which is 1-877-GO-COMAN. That's 1-877-465-6636. And they can answer your questions. They can link you up with your local community resources and our affiliates who are there, ready, willing, and able to help. But we also have a wonderful website, comen.org. That's K-O-M-E-N.org. And we have lots of information about breast cancer, screening, the latest research, and what you can do to act to help put an end to this disease.
There you go. And I do want to remind all of our listeners, you know, if please God, you're not going through this. Somebody else is, and, you know, all they're asking for is your time. And, you know, I just wrote an article in one of our magazines out here. And, you know, be that miracle. If somebody's going through it, a lot of times they don't have family. They don't have, you know, they can't even think of making a dinner for their family. They don't, you know, life isn't normal. And so anything that you can do to show up in their life without asking, because, you know, most of these people that are going through it are type A personalities. They don't know how to ask for help. And so just show up in their lives and make a difference. And, of course, this is another great thing. If you are going through it, definitely reach out to Susan G. Komen. And there's so many amazing things that can impact your life and your family's. So with that, I thank you so much, Dr. Judith Salerno. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you, Kim. Such a pleasure to be here.
All right, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We'll be right back.
Studio Channel Islands Arts Center invites everyone to their 2017 Collector's Choice Art Fundraiser. If you're interested in starting an art collection or adding to yours, join Studio Channel Islands for this exciting event on March 25th. For the price of a ticket, you'll walk away with a piece of art valued at $350 or more. Studio Channel Islands will continue their stage time programming on March 31st with their next Comedy and Cocktails. Studio Channel Islands Arts Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Our next guest, Sue Becker, and of course, the Essential Home Ground Flower. And Sue, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I am great. It's beautiful weather today here.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in Georgia.
Okay, I could tell by your accent. I love it. I love it. So is this your first book?
Yes, this is my first book.
Okay, you know, it's interesting, and I can't wait to hear about it, but, you know, so you make your own ground flour. We were saying, like, how much time do you have that you can do this?
It really doesn't take any time at all to make the flour, and what I tell people is if you're already baking on your own and making from scratch, making the flour is a real easy first step. I use a grain mill that I literally it sits on my counter. I turn it on, pour the grain in, and in less than 30 seconds, I have a pound of freshly ground flour.
Wow, really? I mean, I'm looking at brownies. Do you make?
Oh yes, we make brownies. And the nice thing about the grinding your grain is you can use all sorts of grains. And one of our favorite, of course, wheat is the most commonly used grain for baking, but rye is a nice grain. Spelt is one of my favorites. And then we actually use a mixture of grains and beans. It's known as like the Ezekiel mix because it comes from the book of Ezekiel in the Bible. But wheat, spelt, barley, millet, lentils, and three kinds of beans and grind it into flour. And that's my very favorite to make brownies.
Wow.
And everyone loves it. Kids, nobody can tell that it's from freshly ground whole grain. They love it.
So when you say freshly ground, what does that mean as opposed to regular?
That means grinding the flour right before you're ready to bake it. Once bread is baked or whatever, nutritional loss is minimal, but that fresh flour begins to deteriorate, lose flavors, lose nutrients as soon as it's milled. So I use my grain mill, and I keep the grain whole and intact until I'm ready to bake my muffins, pancakes, cookies, or whatever. And then I take the whole grain, run it through my grain mill, make my flour. So that's what I mean by freshly ground. You grind it, make your own flour.
This is the house you want to go to, you know, on Sunday morning for fresh
pancakes.
So have you? My house smells like cinnamon rolls all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll be there soon.
I know. Okay. So, I mean, what kind of equipment do you need for all of this?
A grain mill is key, of course. And there's many kinds, and I cover that in a whole chapter on my book, from attachments to mixers, from a standalone grain mill to from stone to steel. I personally use it's called a micronizing steel milling head. It's the fastest grind. So I like the way it goes together. And like I said, it grinds a pound in less than 30 seconds. So if I'm making a big batch of bread dough, it only takes me a few minutes to have 5 pounds of flour.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is.
And it cleans itself.
I have to say, I love you, Sue. I mean, I think when you have a passion for something, whether it's ground flour, I mean, it comes across, and I can hear it in Sue's voice, and it makes me want to go cook, even though I won't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how much time do you have? But she's saying it doesn't take a lot of time. But here's the question, what about gluten-free baking? And I know that you've got a chapter in here about that. And so some of the things that we want to avoid, avoiding cornstarch or potato starch is not potato flour, correct?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the gluten-free baking, first of all, some of the issue is processed flour and the damage that's been done to the gut from eating a diet of white flour, which is protein and starch, gluten and starch. So a lot of people we find can even eat wheat if they're freshly milling it and it's the right balance of bran and germ to the starchy and glutinous endosperm. But then those that truly can't eat gluten or need to go gluten-free, then a grain mill is the perfect kitchen item for them, because the store-bought gluten-free breads are not that healthy because they're using white rice, a lot of starches, a lot of corn starch. But the grain mill will grind those gluten-free grains like sorghum and buckwheat and amaranth. My lemon poppy seed bread in my book that's amaranth and sorghum, totally gluten-free, is one of my favorite recipes.
Wow.
Anybody would love that, you need to be gluten-free or not.
Okay, so who inspired you to do this?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have a large family. I had a lot of children, and I'm interested in their health. I grew up Southern, so I always cooked from scratch. And then in 1991, with 5 young children at home, and I have a food science degree, so I knew a lot of what was done to food processing. But I read an article in a health journal, and it was entitled How to Greatly Reduce the Risk of Common Diseases. The history of white flour was there with a brief discussion on diseases that commonly plague Americans, and how it was directly related to our consumption of processed flour. And as a food scientist, and I'm an avid lover and studier of physiology and biochemistry, I had never really made that connection. I don't know why, because I ate healthy and knew to eat healthy and things that your body needed, but not in the realm of bread. I was just buying store-bought bread. So after reading that, I bought a grain mill and started milling for my family. And just about the rest is history. I became passionate, as you can tell, not only making bread for my family, but sharing it with others. And the next thing I know, I began to see little health aggravations resolved, and that was the only change we made. And then the next thing I knew, people were coming to me going, I need to know what's in this bread. Tell me how to make this bread because I have more energy, or I have this or that or whatever. And
wow.
That's how I got started. And
do you sell your baked goods?
My children opened a bakery in 2005. And so we do have a bakery called The Real Bread Company. It's a local here in Georgia. And
Okay, so, can you send us some,
I know,
please?
Right?
I know.
I will if you want me to.
I would love you. You know what? Seriously, you know what's so funny is I had another guy. I mean, I've had several on, and I love when they always send me treats because then I could really talk about it and see the difference. But there was one guy that had this passion for chocolate chip cookies, and everybody, this kind of the same thing. You could just tell he made them with love.
Yes.
And so, you know, he sends me a box of them, and I'm like, oh my God. So, you know, just thinking of you, and sends me one, you know. But, you know, I love that you, like Chad said, you followed your passion because that's what it's all about. Now, you talked about that just some little diseases that, you know, or problems that you were able to cure. What were they, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, I guess I can say this on air, constipation.
Okay.
A real, you know, and bowel issues are a real struggle.
Okay.
I had struggled with it. We were, like I said, we were eating real food. I cooked my food from scratch. We were eating real fruits, real vegetables, real meat, except for the bread. When we changed to the bread, that ended for me. And, you know, now 25 years we've been doing this as a business. We have literally thousands of testimonies and the same thing. And constipation is not just an old person's problem. It's
right.
Young people, too. And even irritable bowel syndrome, we've seen that reverse from adding the true whole grains that have the fiber. I saw my energy levels as a mother. I had 5 young children. I went on to have number 6, number 7, homeschooled my children. I noticed the energy levels changing significantly. And that was one thing that people would come back and go, because I'd make them bread to take, you know, as a gift. They go,
7
well,
kids and you're making bread.
That's what I was about to say. I was like,
seriously, wow, that's awesome.
And I mean, one of the most exciting was a lady called me, an elderly lady, and she's like, okay, I've only just been eating this bread a month, and I eat it every day at every meal, and my cholesterol has dropped 85 points in a month. How is that possible?
Wow,
and I didn't have that problem, you know. So I got out my biochemistry books, my food science books, and I'm like, what is in this? And found out every nutrient, all the B vitamins, all your lecithin are in grains and beans, but we need to be eating them whole with all the nutrients intact.
Wow.
Whereas the processed flour sifts all the bran in your
mouth. Everybody always says, like, I'm on a portion control, and of course, I don't eat bread right now because it's so fattening. What's your thought on that?
It's not fattening at all. Real bread, real whole grain bread fills you up, and it satisfies you. And that was one of the other things I noticed. My children quit snacking. They were satisfied. They were filled up. Fiber is a cheap belly filler, and whole grains are the best source of that.
I agree 100%. I grew up with my grandparents, and they were from Oklahoma and Texas, and everything was home-cooked. And the bread, it's so fresh bread, real bread. We didn't ground our own, but back, you know, in the 80s, everything wasn't as processed and as bad as it is nowadays, and we weren't overproducing it. But yeah, I mean, you could have a nice portion, a piece of bread, and you're full and you're good and you don't need to have your snack at night because you're still feeling hungry.
I miss that. Exactly. So let me ask you, how expensive is your machine that you need?
The mill that we sell is $239. It lasts a lifetime. I've been using mine 25 years, and I've never had it repaired. It's just a real workhorse.
And think about how much money. Yeah, think about how much money you'll save, though, because I mean, think about the gluten-free bread. They are not cheap.
Probably
nowadays,
they're not.
You know, it's $4, $5, $6, $7 for a loaf of bread, and you're like, what did I just buy? A brick of gold?
Yeah, that is true. Wow, that's interesting. You know what, Sue? Will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break. But this is really interesting. It's funny. I mean, I never dreamed that we'd be able to go through, you know, I mean, so much to talk about on this. So, okay, great. Well, again, you are listening to Kim Pagano's show, The Brighter Side of Life. But right now we're talking with Sue Becker all the way from Georgia. And I tell you, we got her cute little accent, but we're talking about the essential home ground flour. And I'm Chad and I were like going, oh my God, there's so much. I mean, you kind of got us excited about this, but not only that, just the most for all the health issue reasons, you know, of why you should definitely eat this kind of flour.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at some, let's kind of just share, first of all, I want to tell everybody where you can get your books, but what are some of the things, I mean, okay, so you even have like Mexican cornbread that
fresh
is,
fresh cornbread.
Oh my God, there's nothing better.
Oh yes, we just had that last night with, well, we had corn muffins with soup. It was finally cool enough here.
Yeah, and I mean, you even have chocolate chip barley cookies. Are those good?
Yes, they are absolutely delicious.
God, okay.
It wouldn't be in her book if it was bad.
I know. Chickpea flour.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't even think you could make flour out of that.
Yes, any kind of dry grain or bean, you can mill into flour.
Wow.
And you know, the whole thing that I love about bread and that it's healthy, of course I teach that, but it's making familiar food both nutritious and delicious. Everyone loves bread. So, but bread's getting a bad rap, just like you have. Bread makes me fat. Bread makes me sick. But that's not the case. Yes, the processed bread does. But instead of getting rid of this food that everyone loves, every ethnic group has a bread, whether it's cornbread, tortillas, or biscuits, or fluffy yeast bread. We all have, you know, everyone has it. So instead of trying to get away from it, why don't we go back and make it the way it should have been, should be made, and the way it's always been made for many, many, many hundreds of years.
Wow, I love that. Okay, so what's your favorite recipes? Let's just give everybody a couple treats.
That's a hard one, but I'd have to say probably the cinnamon rolls I'm most known for.
Okay.
And I just take my basic bread dough, it's easy, and just roll it out and fill it with cinnamon, and I use a sucanat or evaporated cane juice product instead of white sugar or processed sugar. Or donuts. I'm kind of known for my donuts, too. I take that
she makes homemade donuts.
And that's fry scary.
Them up. And it's not something we do every day, but
Sue, I'm moving in with you.
Yeah, this is the food your whole family will love. Pizza. I make pizza regularly. Tortillas.
She's going to have an eighth child.
Now you just got Tom moving in with you.
Okay. All right, come on.
All right, gosh. Sue, keep in touch with us. We're so glad that you were a part of our show. Please share our show with everyone.
Okay.
Where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon and at most book retailers. You can find it on our website. The Bread Beckers is our company.
Okay.
And that's www.breadbeckers.com.
All right. I'm looking for my care package coming out here. I love it. Thank you so much, Sue, for being a guest. We are at the end of this hour. We will be back in just a little bit. Of course, I always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. No one is in charge of your happiness except you. With that, we'll be right back. Thank you so much, Sue. Thank you, all my listeners, and we'll stay with us. You're listening to The Brighter Side of Life here, The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
I love the color.